the Ulster Unionist Party's Roy Beggs with us this morning. So this moving it on, in terms of it's being said out loud now by James Brokenshire, Roy, it looks like there ain't going to be a deal.
Listen, we shouldn't be surprised what the Secretary of State has said. If you listen to what Gerry Adams said following the weekend, he's clearly put his red lines in again. And it has been utterly irresponsible all along to press their ideological demands at the expense of the people of Northern Ireland. I've been listening to your show earlier on, and you've been highlighting the problems with our health service and the huge waiting list. Where has there been discussions about our health service in recent times? How are we going to improve it? These are the real things that matter to people. And let's remember that the executive was irresponsibly brought down before a budget was in place for this current financial year. That creates so much uncertainty, and it itself has been responsible for their concerns of so many patients and members of the public with the possible health cuts.
I see that your party leader has just issued a press release saying, this is Robin Swan, saying that Northern Ireland, quote, is being held to ransom by ideological demands.
Well, that's clearly the case. I certainly would agree with that. We ought to be providing governance on a wide range of issues for the people of Northern Ireland. There needs to be respect shown for everyone. There needs to be respect shown for all cultures. But can we really afford to direct additional monies to Irish language and Ulster Scots when our health service is in such a dire situation? People's lives are at risk. They don't need translators for surgeons and nurses. They need more nurses and doctors and a better health service.
We are asking currently that those two big parties that are so crucial to these negotiations, Sinn Féin and DUP, to come on to the programme this morning and to explain to you, the public, you know, for goodness sake, some of you are worried about your kids' education, you are worried about our roads, you're worried about your health and the health service and waiting lists. And we're asking those parties to explain to us why they cannot reach a deal, where this is currently at. Is it game over now in terms of even attempting to get a deal in Northern Ireland?